2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out. Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the base and the sunset.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. So we continue our trip around the NFL. OTAs underway, a couple months away from training camp. A lot of people looking at the Miami Dolphins with the addition of Tyreek Hill. Big storylines coming out of South Beach. Hal Habib, kind enough to join us, sports writer covering the Dolphins. Hal, how are you?
Hey, Hal.
Hey, with that Miami music to lead us in, I mean, I got to be doing really well, right?
That's right. Absolutely. And you've been covering this team for a minute. You've seen a lot of coaches come and go. What's your early impressions of Mike McDaniel?
Very positive. It's early. Who knows how things are going to turn out, but he seems to have captured the players pretty well. I think that they are gravitating toward him. They seem motivated by him. They seem excited that there are going to be some fresh ideas, some creativity. A lot of positive things. On the other hand, it's another first-year head coach that the Dolphins have hired. So, we'll see how this one pans out. But so far, so good.
I saw Tyreek Hill showed up for a workout, and he said he doesn't have any, or he had low expectations for Tua Tagovailoa. How healthy is Tua, and what are your expectations for Tua Tagovailoa coming into the season?
My expectations are that he needs to prove that he's the guy this year. Whether he will or won't, who's to say? People are talking him up. And Tyreek, as you saw, was talking him up big time the other day. I had to kind of throw a flag of sorts when he said something about Tua's crazy arm strength, because that's not what Tua is known for. He's obviously known much more for his accuracy than arm strength. So that was a little overboard, I thought. But right now they're just going through voluntary workouts. Tua was sick the other day, so we didn't even see him. We'll probably get a better idea next week when they get into minicamp.
Tyreek Hill has a Super Bowl ring. Now he's got a huge, huge payday with the Miami Dolphins. Is the motivation there? You get the early impression that he's still set on winning and winning at a high level, because sometimes these guys get that ring and they get the payday and maybe the motivation isn't quite there as it was in previous years.
Yeah, that's really the question, isn't it? I mean, with anybody, I think part of it is human nature. Right now, All I can tell you is, you know, when we were out there the other day, Tyreek was working with Teddy Bridgewater since Tua was not there. And they were trying, you know, to establish some sort of chemistry and connection. And we saw Tyreek running an awful lot of long routes and not coming up with the ball at the other end of them. And yet he didn't get frustrated. Now, you know, maybe it's easy not to get frustrated with that in May and possibly in July. But, you know, if that were the case, and I'm not saying it will be, but if that sort of scene plays out in November, is Tyreek still going to be, you know, okay with it? Or not really okay with it, but at least not getting overly frustrated by it. We'll have to see. But he said all the right things in that regard the other day. He went out there and, you know, worked his tail off. And those are all positive signs. He seems to be a pretty competitive guy from everything that he's told us since he arrived.
You know, I was looking at this offense yesterday when I found out we'd be having you on. And I actually believe that they cut incredible weapons with the addition of Tyreek Hill. You brought in Jaylen Waddle. Waddle had over 1,000 yards, I believe, last year and looks to be great. You've got a few running backs, Edmonds. I know you brought in Mostert, and you've got some good running backs. How good is your offensive line?
That it's funny you say that, because as you were forming your question, I'm thinking, well, I got to jump in here and say something about the line, because it really – you know, it really does come back to that. And, you know, in a way, I'm sorry to say that with only a small exception in the Mike Pouncey, Brandon Albert years, this offensive line in Miami has just not gotten the job done since Ricky Williams left here. And so it's been seemingly a never-ending battle to put together even an average offensive line for the Dolphins. Luckily for their sake, they were able to make things come together with Connor Williams from Dallas. And then the big prize really was the left tackle, Terron Armstead, coming over from New Orleans. The tricky part to that is that he does play on the left side. To his blind side, makes the right tackle the premium position. We know that Rob Hunt is one other guy who they can rely on, probably going to be back at guard. So we'll see what the right tackle position holds for Miami. It could very well be Austin Jackson this year, which would put an awful lot of heat on Austin to be the player that he hasn't been, frankly, since they picked him in the first round.
How, I'm trying to think of the right way to word this question. How serious is this Brian Flores lawsuit? And do you feel like this is something that could hang over this team for quite some time?
I don't know if it's going to hang over the team, because I think the players themselves are so eager to move on with Mike McDaniel. But it sort of hangs over the organization, and possibly hangs over Steve Ross a lot more than inside the locker room itself. I seriously wonder if I'm going to work another day in this business with this lawsuit being behind us. I think it's going to just drag on forever. And that's, you know, this won't be the first lawsuit that does drag on seemingly forever. Right now, the real question is, how is it going to play out? Is it going to be settled behind closed doors in arbitration, which is what the NFL wants, or is it going to be an open court, which is what Brian Flores and his lawyers definitely want? That's a big question that, you know, we'll see how it plays out. I mean, John Gruden just won a little battle of sorts legally to keep his case out in the open. And it is kind of, I don't know, what's the right word, unusual, weird, whatever word you want to apply, when you think that the league has that right written into the contract to keep everything behind closed doors and to sort of be judge and jury. That's something that Flores is going to have to overcome in a big way to see any kind of satisfaction out of this lawsuit.
Do you feel like, okay, I'll ask you personally, do you have any confidence that Tua Tagovailoa can stay healthy?
Stay healthy? I mean, you know, how many quarterbacks are going to start all 17 games? You know, it's such a high-priority position, and so many defensive linemen are going after these guys that it is hard. You know, my guess is that he'll probably get banged up again, like a lot of quarterbacks. And I think the bigger question is really whether his performance keeps him on the field and that Mike McDaniel isn't forced to make a decision on whether to go to Teddy Bridgewater. Because Bridgewater is one of the better backups in the league. And if Tua is struggling, given all the weapons around him, you know, McDaniel is going to face a fair amount of heat to make a change if it should come to that.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us, and look forward to catching up with you again sometime down the line.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it. Hal Habib, kind enough to join us, covering the Dolphins for over 40-plus years.
The only local guy that I know or remember being on the roster is Eric Rowe. I think the Dolphins picked him up a few years ago, and Eric's been a fantastic safety for him. But Miami doesn't hold a lot of local talent. Yesterday, you know, we went through, what, four guys maybe? Neil Pau in the addition. I want to say four guys in Buffalo that were local, or five guys that were local products. But
a lot in Buffalo.
Eric Rowe's just the single guy out there representing that I know of. And Eric's been in the league now since 2015. Came in as a draft pick by Philly. And I know played a few years under Belichick.
Sounds about right.
And so he's been in there for quite a while. And I know that he's one of the staples that Miami has defensively. But Miami's offensive front's going to cause problems. Here's the deal. I asked Hal about Tua's health because I don't think Tua has the capabilities to stay healthy.
I don't either.
Now, his comeback was, well, which of the quarterbacks do stay healthy through the 17? Well, the ones that are good do. You know, when you're, for the most part, you might have a game missed or two games missed. But for the most part, you know, your true leader quarterbacks are behind center, and they're going for at least 14 or 15 games. Tua is just consistent with these season-ending injuries. Now, what was weird is we saw Tua benched without an injury, and that was a problem. I think that might even be a worse problem. He did reference that. He said what would be a bigger problem is if we see Teddy Bridgewater on the field without Tua. At that point, Miami's got a big problem on their hands because they got nothing.
And by the way, hearing the story of Teddy Bridgewater, and you know my son's nickname for Teddy Bridgewater.
He's the best.
What is it again?
My 11-year-old son, diehard Broncos fan, had some pretty strong opinions on Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, he did.
But the thought of Teddy Bridgewater, who can't throw it a lick, and he's underthrowing Tyreek Hill, and Tyreek's like, oh, we're good. That's not going to happen in September and October if Teddy Bridgewater's playing. And Teddy Bridgewater does not throw a particularly strong deep ball. And you got Tyreek Hill, one of the fastest wide receivers in the NFL. And if you keep living that thing short and he's got to hold up for it. I mean, the Dolphins took a beating, and I think Lloyd retweeted a couple weeks ago. Their Dolphins PR team or their marketing team, they're like, how great is this? This is the connection. And they show a video of Tua severely underthrowing Tyreek Hill on a pass, which he has to like stop and
lean
wait
for.
And they're like, how cool is this? And they get absolutely roasted on social media. Like,
do better.
Tyreek Hill needs somebody like Patrick Mahomes. Like, he needs a dude that can sling it. And they don't have that in Miami.
I guarantee there was a social media change there. Needed to be. Yeah. I don't know who was behind that account, but ridiculous decision. He's not the guy. Teddy's not the guy. The thing is I do think Miami's got two running backs that can get it done. They've got two receivers that can get it done. They've got a tight end that I like. I asked Hal about the offensive front because I didn't know a lot about the offensive front. They don't have anybody that up front that I identify as, you know, one of the best in the league. But, man, they've got weapons that are going to be wasted if Tua can't do it. Because Teddy can't do it.
No, Teddy cannot do it. Teddy is a good backup. Like, that's a guy that is good to have on your team. He's a good, you know, leader. He's, you know, says all the right things. And I think he's really smart and a good guy to have in that quarterback room to help out. But, boy, if you have to go with him, man, good luck with that.
You brought this up this morning, and now that Hal's off the line, you and I can probably chat more about this. But kind of feels like the Tyreek Hill move was like, it's time for Tyreek to get a little bit of Tyreek time. This is, I'm going to go have me a really good time in one of the most, you know, glorified areas, the least taxed for professional athletes areas. One of the, you know, most, it's just the mecca for professional athletes to go and enjoy their time.
So let me pull up the contract he got. And frankly, I think probably they did the right thing by in Kansas City and moving on from him. But Tyreek Hill gets a let's see, what's the size of that contract? A 4-year, $120 million contract, $25 million signing bonus, 72 of it is guaranteed. He got his Super Bowl ring, and he's thinking to himself, "All right, I got my ring, and now I get a." I don't have to be in Kansas City in the winter, and that's not a particularly pleasant place to be and play in November, December. So he's got his ring. Now he's got his money. Now he gets to go to South Beach. I mean, honestly, and I think Hal said it really well, it's human nature. Like, what is there left for me to accomplish? Now there's guys out there that say, okay, I got one ring. Now I need to get two rings. Yeah. Now I need to get three rings.
And I need to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, a Hall of Famer, and I want to be the best to ever do it. And you hope that's the case, and that's what Miami's counting on. But there are some guys that are like, well, wait a minute. I got my ring. I got my money. I'm living in a beautiful city where it's always warm. I'm good.
Look, if I saw Tyreek Hill make that move to a young and up-and-coming quarterback – in a organization that has at least been to conference championships and possibly Super Bowls. And I know that those are pretty limited, but we do have incredible young quarterbacks. You know, if you saw him go to Buffalo, and as we talked about the Buffalo Bills, or if you saw him, there's probably four or five young quarterbacks that you feel like are going to have a chance. Even Mac Jones showed some flash of brilliance, and you know you could go to New England and play for Belichick and probably find yourself in the postseason, whether you like it or not. If I'd have seen that, I'd have said, I think Tyreek's motivated.
Yeah.
I think Tyreek wants to go and continue to be one of the greatest to ever play. But going to Miami, where there is no quarterback, where there's always controversy, where they always underachieve, where they don't have a particularly good offensive front, that doesn't scream to me that Tyreek wants to go and be the best.
No.
And I could be misreading that. Maybe he feels good about playing opposite of Waddle. Waddle's going to draw a lot of attention. I mentioned he had over 1,000 yards. I don't know where he was, but I know that he was over 1,000 yards last year. And doing it with a mix-and-match quarterback play.
Yeah.
So maybe he feels good that he's got another target that's going to take some of the just going to distract from him a little bit. But I don't see Miami coming out and dominating and Tyreek Hill being a storyline anymore. I feel like that's all going to quiet down a bit.
I mean, guys our age think of this and they see Alvin Harper. You know, the Cowboy receiver that was across from Michael Irvin. And Emmitt Smith, and now, you know, and granted, he was third, fourth, you know, wheel behind Novacek, your guy, and Emmitt and Michael Irvin. But, you know, he wins a couple Super Bowls, and he's loving life, and things are good. And then the, I think it was Tampa Bay, Lloyd, comes in and offers him all this money, and he's like, you know what, I'm going to take it. And you never heard from Alvin Harper again. Now, Tyreek Hill's a little bit different. I mean, Tyreek Hill's significantly better, but but that was a guy that just said, you know what, I worked hard, I got a ring, I was part of a really great team, and now I want to get mine.
He had a quarterback that could extend and a quarterback that could throw awkwardly and a quarterback. And he did – I actually think he made that quarterback look really good at times.
Yeah. No, you're right on that.
He made a bit of Mahomes. But I don't think that Tua's got that kind of juice.
Yeah. All right, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. Rich and the crew, they are ready to help you out. Whatever you need. All right, so Rich, let's say somebody comes in here and they're like, "Hey, you know what? I'm really upside down in my vehicle. I think I've got my credit isn't where it needs to be. There's nothing you guys can do to help me out." Your answer to that is,
"I'm the doctor, and I've got the prescription.
I have a PhD.
Let's go." And you know what? Let's get rid of the notion that they're upside down.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
is fading into the past as each day moves forward. You are less and less upside down. And so you need to take advantage of the situation right now. You want another car, this is the time to do it.
Well, with 0% financing, and there are some people that actually have equity in their vehicle. You never hear that before. But and who knows how long that's going to last. You got to cash in right now.
It's time to cash in. It's an unusual time. It's a great time. It's a fantastic time for changing out your car to get something that you really wanted, that you're kind of really hoping for. This is a time you can get top dollar for your car and get yourself a fantastic deal on something fresh. And if you're coming to Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, you're going to get some selection.
Yeah.
Now, that's not something you're going to see in a lot of places. And we have a tremendous amount of selection here and a wonderful staff to take care of you.
You got the forever warranty. You got 0% financing. You're going to get more for your trade-in than anywhere else. And you got the great selection. Like, I can't figure out a reason why you wouldn't come down here.
You know, some people might think, well, you know, my credit's not that good. There is no credit I can't handle. You bring it on in here.
Somebody's going to say, you've never seen worse than mine, or you've never seen a situation worse than mine. And you'd be like, I have.
Well, I've heard that line before.
Yeah. Yeah.
It means nothing to me.
You worked with some.
You want a challenge.
All, man.
Yeah. Let's go.
Huh? I'm the operating room, man, of the car business, man. Huh? When they life flight somebody in here, I'm ready to bring it back to life.
You got the paddles?
I got the paddles clear.
Let's go. Bring that score.
Oh, man, you're the best. 4528 South State Street, Rich and his crew. They're here for you. It's all here at Tim Daly, Nissan, and Murray. 4528 South State Street on the Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Barry Trammell, sports columnist for the Oklahoman.
Is Utah the best team in the Pac-12 going into the season? Is that what most people think?
Yeah, with USC closing.
Among Sooner fans, the second favorite team in college football is Utah. Anything to keep Lincoln Riley from success.
Oh, there you go.
There it is.
That will elevate the Utes in the minds of Sooner fans, I can promise you.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
It's time to spin the wheel and talk some sports. This is another edition of Sports Roulette with Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
And Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. All right, before we get to Sports Roulette, because I apologize, Lloyd has told me several times throughout the show to give away Bees tickets, and we have not done it yet.
Which is a shame, because that's a great ticket.
It is, and it's a four-pack to any game that you want to go to. So, caller number 12 right now, 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. And you will get a family four-pack of tickets to a Bees game of your choice. Great seats available at slbees.com.
Fantastic, man. Go out and enjoy that ballpark.
I've not had a chance to get out there yet, and I feel a little bummed out about it.
I get out about four times every year. I have not had my first run yet.
Get yourself a beverage. Go get yourself a What's your?
It's one of the park dogs.
Yeah,
you know I've got the nacho dog.
Nacho dog's really good.
Oh, I always loved the nacho dog. I always loved the Chicago dog. They did one that was three years ago. It was pre-COVID. But the last time I went, they did not have it. It was like a barbecue dog that had.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Sliced brisket on top of the dog.
Yeah. Remember the good old days when they liked us over in the building, and they ran up all the ballpark food for us.
It was a miracle. It was a miracle day. That was a miracle day.
Amicone, if you're listening, we're still more than happy to do
that.
Yeah,
Mark, remember us.
Come on, Mark.
I know you've gotten big. I know that, you know, Scotty and I have become small fry compared to the things that you've got in front of you. But throw some food our way.
Come on.
Ballpark food.
Nobody's gonna promote that food in the ballpark better than us.
By the way, Mark is the gear behind the success of all that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's so good.
Mark Amicone, one of our favorite people on the planet. We're just joking. He hasn't big-timed us. We just want some food.
Yeah, we just haven't seen food lately.
Yeah.
We'll talk about your food. How much of it?
By the way, the husband of the softball coach at Weber State, who had a crazy great season this year.
How much of going out to Smith's Ballpark is the baseball, and how much of it is the environment, the food,
honestly,
the cool evening breeze?
I'd say 65% the atmosphere, the fun, the food, sitting back on a late summer afternoon, early evening, and about 35% the baseball.
I'd say at least that.
Yeah.
I love to go to that ballpark. It is set up so beautifully. You got ample parking. You've got great seating. It's never, like, overly crowded. It's always just a great crowd.
Yeah.
A fun environment.
Yep. All right. And, again, get your tickets at slbees.com. All right. Let's fire it up. Lloyd, spin that wheel.
The Prodigy is calling it quits.
Scotty, Michelle Wee has decided to leave golf.
Really?
32 years old.
That's crazy to think she's 32.
Yeah. She was a phenom. She went pro at just 16 years old, became the youngest woman to qualify for an LPGA event. She became the youngest to make a cut at a major, and then she became the youngest to win a USGA adult championship. She's going to compete in the U.S. Women's Open next week, and that will be her last full-time appearance on the LPGA.
Wow. Why?
She has taken a job with Nike, and she's become an athlete collaborator, so she's going to help design new products. And I read her Instagram post, because I am on Instagram.
Yep.
I read her Instagram post, and she said, I am really excited for this next stage in life. She said, thank you guys for your support throughout every phase of my life and career. It means so much to me, but she is moving on to take this job with Nike where she doesn't have to golf and she can still make millions.
Well, I got to imagine, you know, it's really easy for us or anybody else out there to say, hey, you got a lot of God-given talent. You put in the work and, you know, keep playing. Why would you not want to keep playing professional golf? That would be awesome. But this is, I'm sure this has been her life since she was 5, 6 years old. And you probably get to a point in your life where you don't want to wake up at 5 o'clock every morning to go to the range and put in all the work and all that other stuff. And so I can understand why you get to a point when you're like, you know what, I want to do something else. And if this is something she's passionate about, then Godspeed.
Well, think about this with Michelle. She has played in the LPGA longer than she hadn't played in the LPGA in her life.
Oh, geez.
She'd put almost 17, well, this would be 17 years in.
Yeah.
And she was 16 when she entered. So she's played more than half her life.
And really under the spotlight, remember, you know, when she was breaking into the scene, everybody's like, well, maybe she can compete on the men's tour, you know, and all the stuff that was heaped upon her. And, you know, that's not easy.
No, it's not. And I think she has always been a beacon, man. She's always done her best and conducted her business the way you'd hope a professional would do it. I do remember a couple of wavering moments and fears and things that happened, but, man, that's all the trials of a professional golfer. That's a tough world to compete in.
But no, it's not easy.
Michelle Wee's one of my all-time favorites. She's one of my all-time favorite women's players, yes. Absolutely.
Interesting. All right, spin it.
We'll give you $13 million to take him off our hands.
This is so bad, Scotty. Baker Mayfield, what's happened? How bad has it gotten for Baker Mayfield? So he's currently guaranteed $18.8 million from the Browns.
Yeah.
The Panthers wanted him. They wanted him. So the Browns were like, all right, it's only going to cost you 18.8. You could have him.
Yeah.
You know what the Panthers returned with? We'll take him if you pay $13 million of his 18.8. They wanted the Browns to pay $13 million of his salary to take him.
Sounds like something the Browns would do.
They don't know. Yeah, it does. The Browns are like, all right. But they don't know the exact amount. They say it's between $13 and $14 million that the Panthers were requesting that the Browns pay for Baker Mayfield's salary that would not show on their book. Obviously, that number ended up being too much for Cleveland. Cleveland was like, nah, fine, we'll keep him. And the Panthers were like,
okay,
suckers.
Yeah, have fun with that. Yeah. We'll just pick him up next year in free agency after you have to cut him.
Yeah, have fun with him behind Deshaun Watson. That's going to be fun.
And, yeah, they don't think that that's going to go over well in your locker room when he's sitting around moping.
Oh, and he will mope. They need to make at-home commercials like they did with him, but instead, like, just him being his jammies with his hair messy, yelling at his wife, I don't want to get out of bed today. And she's in the middle of the stadium, like.
Or she's over there cuddling next to Deshaun. Yeah, that didn't go over very well.
Well, let's just say that they aren't going to be serving nachos at Halloween this year on those commercials.
Spin it, Lloyd.
Do you feel any different about John Stockton?
Do you? You know, I'm a little torn on this one, actually, because John Stockton has sent a letter out supporting a woman that was involved in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. And John Stockton's taking a lot of heat for it and, frankly, probably deserves a good chunk of it as well. But here's the thing, and I've said this forever. You got to separate the athlete and on the court and off the court. At least that's my opinion. Now, some people can't, and what you see from a person off the field carries over on the field. And their view or their ability to be a fan of that person is one and the same. And that's fine. You do whatever. You fan any way you want. But for me personally, And maybe I'm a bit of a hypocrite, too, because there's some players that do some things that I have a hard time really getting behind. Because, I mean, you know, let's just be honest. You know, we just joked about Deshaun Watson. But if Deshaun Watson came and played for the Broncos, I don't think I could be a fan of him. I don't think I could.
No. No.
So I guess I'm being a little bit of a hypocrite here.
Yeah, but not really.
But it does feel like, you know, there's people, and I've talked to a lot of people, and I saw DJ and PK put this out on Facebook. Do you think less of John Stockton? And some people say, no, I love him even more. And the other's like, he's done. I'm done with him. Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, he's dead to me. I at the end of the day, you're going to feel the way you feel. And so I'm not going to get on any soapbox and say, no, don't. You got to separate it. Or, no, you know, like, you know, you're going to feel the way you feel on this one. It's a really difficult situation when you see some of the heroes that you had growing up that do or say or believe a way that you're maybe don't feel or are strongly against, and it really kind of puts your emotions in a bit of a, you know, in a bind.
It does. All I can do is tell you how I feel about him, and I feel the exact same about him as I've always felt about him. The exact same. Doesn't change anything. I never looked at John as a beacon. I never looked at him like, oh, what he does and says with the vaccine, well, that's my goal. Or what he does and says about somebody that was a part of what has become a really bad situation for this country, well, then that's how I feel. Like, I've never been on board with John Stockton in those ways. And, you know, we know about as much about this woman that he wrote a letter on behalf as he knows about how many vaccines deaths there were in sports. Like, there's a lot of miscommunication. There's a lot of misunderstanding. There is a ton that maybe he doesn't know that we do, or a ton that he knows that we don't. But what I do know is he is the all-time assist and steals leader in the NBA. He was a hero in this city in the time that he played on the court for the Utah Jazz.
As a player.
As a player.
I mean, you know, the hero thing, sometimes you get a little, you know.
As a player.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, that's exactly how I see John now.
Yeah.
I don't feel any different about John. Because you know what? I don't know what he knows. I don't know what he knows.
Yeah, I don't know what he knows. I do think he's, you know, personally, and this is my opinion, I think he's wildly misinformed on a lot of topics. But that's my opinion. That doesn't take away from John Stockton, the point guard. That doesn't take away John Stockton, the, you know, the all-time, as you mentioned, assist leader and steal leader and a guy that led the Jazz to so many great victories. I personally can separate those two things. Mm-hmm. My feelings of what he said and some of the stances he's taken may be contrary with mine, but that doesn't take away from my remembering John Stockton, the point guard. But I also feel a little hypocritical, too, because there are some athletes where I can't do that. And I just mentioned, you know, Deshaun Watson, I can't do that with Deshaun.
Well,
even though I know criminally there's nothing against him, but I, in my mind, I can't separate it. So I feel like I'm being a bit of a hypocrite by saying I don't have a problem. You know, I can separate the John Stockton stuff, but I can't separate Deshaun Watson or some of these other guys. Like if Ray Rice were to get back into the league, I couldn't separate that with certain people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I that makes sense.
And so, you know, I guess I'm calling myself out here to a certain extent.
I just, I feel like in our society, we have gotten to the point where if we don't stand on the same political ground, if we don't stand on the same understanding, then we completely disregard somebody and tear them up and chew them up and spit them out and cancel them and hate them and disregard them. And I that's not a society I want to live in. I don't want to live in that society. I want to live in a society where I can disagree with you on political beliefs, Scotty, but the same day we can come in, we can throw on these headsets, we can have some fun, we can care about each other's families, care about each other's health, care about each other's well-being, and still support each other. Now, Deshaun Watson, his situation, you know, sexual assault on potentially 22 women, that is a really deep, dark hole. Now, misinformation on vaccination and this letter, which I don't know the full details on this woman. I believe that she was the chiropractor's wife that was a big-time Jazz fan. I don't know enough about it to feel incensed about it. But what I do know is I want to live in a society where I could sit down, I could be like, so So, John, when you were talking about that vaccination and how many people killed, where were you getting your information? Like, and how? What? Because I looked into it, and I didn't find that. And listen to him. Instead of being like, tear down the statue, he's done. And it just feels like that's where we are as a society, as this canceled society. And it's dumb. It's disgusting to me. It's hateful. It's vengeful. And people use 147 characters on social media to try to express themselves. And that makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Don't disagree with that.
Stop it, man.
Yeah.
We can't solve vaccination in 147 characters. We can't solve gun control in 147 characters. Stop with the social media platforms. It feels like it's so vindictive and so hateful and spiteful. You know, I've heard other stories. I think Lloyd Cole's got a story where John Stockton wasn't exactly the nicest guy off the court. But John Stockton doesn't have a statue in front of the arena because he signed everybody's autograph. John Stockton has a statue in front of the arena because he's an all-time steals and assist leader.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can
and before this happened, before this letter and this vaccination stuff, before this, I looked at John as a great basketball player. Yeah. I didn't look at John as a guy that would sign my autograph.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. I never really believed, because there's too much sample size out there, that John Stockton was the most generous, forthcoming person with his time. But I don't care about that. Like, I don't. Now, there are some people out there that may have gotten stiff-armed and treated poorly by John Stockton, and they have every right to feel any negative feelings they want towards John Stockton. That's your right. You can't take away from the fact the guy was an elite-level, you know, NBA player.
One of the three greatest point guards to ever play the position.
Yeah.
If not the best.
Some guy named Magic might have something to say about that.
Yeah, I know, and it's funny. Some people count him as a point. Some don't. And I don't think that's an argument I want to get into, because I don't know enough about that one. But I'll tweet about it. I'll put it on 147 characters, and I'll call everybody out.
Yep.
It's sad. It's sad.
All right, 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Wrap things up. Get you ready for Unrivaled next. 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
Top 60 and 60. Every summer, you hear the selections on the top 60 and 60, and every summer you think to yourself, man, these guys are idiots.
Are we cheering for idiots?
Okay, smart guy, now's your time to shine. Go to KSLSports.com for the top 60 and 60 fan vote, where you can rank the 60 best college football players in Utah.
It doesn't make you better than me.
This year, The Zone will include your votes with the media selections to determine the best players in the state. Voting ends on June 1st, so go to KSLSports.com. It's the top 60 and 60, presented by Cypress Credit Union on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Oh, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. By the way, a lot of people are fired up about the new Top Gun movie, the new Air Force movie.
You don't ever forget, do you? And what sucks
happened yesterday.
You attacking it. Was it?
Yeah.
Oh. I was thinking that was last week.
No, that was yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. I believe so.
Well, you attack and attack, and then when you get attacked, you're like, well, nobody ever attacks you. But then you quickly forget that I've been attacked 1,000 times to your one.
That's not true.
I called it
just when I make mistakes on this show, they're so horrible that we can't replay them more often than not.
Yeah, just had one.
So if you're going to go big, I guess.
Yeah, you do. I am excited to see this new Top Gun movie. I'm not excited to see the movie that you just mentioned.
The new Willow movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently there's a follow-up to Willow. And you, I mean, I don't know if I know two people that actually like Willow more than you and Lloyd.
Yeah, I like Willow. I like the original.
Don't want me in there. I mean, him and Johnny.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm not the Willow guy.
Yeah. Because I watched it once when I was a kid, and I don't think I ever watched it again.
Yeah, it was, you know, it had Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah.
In it, the original Squiggy. He was in that. Is this one got Warwick in it?
Yeah.
Is he Willow in it?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is a continuation?
Yeah, it's a sequel, not a reboot.
Oh, wow. Okay, now I'm interested. Val Kilmer in it?
I don't know Val. Val's not in the best of shape these days. Do you know, like, he's totally lost his voice?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, he had throat cancer in 2015. Can't really communicate. And I guess he's in the Top Gun movie, but they did like an overdub or some voiceover for him.
People forget how brilliant Val Kilmer made two movies that were complete brilliance.
Well, you got Tombstone.
Yep. Doc Holliday.
And then I don't know what else you got.
Heat. You're going
on. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I give you Heat.
So good in the movie Heat.
Yep. I'm with you.
Makes me really sad. I did not know that he was dealing with those kinds of things. But, I'm going to go give this a watch now that I know that Warwick's in it. That this is kind of a
continuation. That sold it, huh?
Yeah, that sold it.
Okay.
That sold it.
I don't know what else Warwick's been in lately. I guess he always shows up in those Star Wars movies.
Yeah, he's typically in those.
Eh, good for him. Staying busy. All right, they're staying busy down here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. All right, so the checklist, and Rich is here. You got the Forever Warranty, which, by the way, you give to people for free.
Mm-hmm.
Every new vehicle and about 98% of your used inventory.
Yep.
You've got newly redesigned vehicles like the Pathfinder and the Frontier.
Yep.
You can work out no money down. You can work out zero percent financing. And you can also pay more for a used vehicle than anybody else. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't come down here.
Maybe for the coffee or, you know, the refreshments that we have. And that's a good reason, too.
There you go.
We have people just roll in here for that. And just to see us and use our service department and, you know, maybe switch over to an electric car.
Yeah.
And beat the price of gas. I have some beautiful used Teslas here. We have Leafs here, which is a Nissan electric car. And you just save, when we try to figure out what that payment's going to cost you versus what you're spending on gas and what you're paying on your car now, people walk out of here with $200-$300 in their pocket a month.
Wow.
Just by switching to an electric car. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, right now it's costing you about $80 to $100 a tank. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That adds up real quickly.
Yeah, we're the lucky buyers, gas buyers here in Utah. I was just in California. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, now it's really getting ridiculous.
You got a great staff here. If somebody's dealing with some issues, credit, you know, whatever issue you may be dealing with, I guarantee Rich and his crew have seen worse. So if you think that you're out on an island out by yourself and there's nothing anybody can do to help, that's not true.
That's right. I'm the rescue crew coming in. And just put a help sign out there. Okay? Use coconuts. I don't care whatever you got to do. I'll just drop right in and pick you up and get you a car.
The inventory's here. Also, so many great services as well. And it's a one-stop shop. I mean, you sell them a vehicle and you keep coming by here. Your service, everything is right here in one place.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that are just bringing in the cars because they want to sell them to us. And they want to make some money and get ahead of the ball game and make all kinds of money on it. And a lot of those people are just coming in. Hey, can I trade it in, get a little cash on the side, get another car and go on a vacation? Done. Take advantage of that equity you have in your car. It's a gold mine right now.
4528 South State Street. Rich is the guy. You come down, you ask for him. Any of the other guys will help you out. Make sure you mention the Zone sent you, and they'll take really good care of you. Thanks. We appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Rich.
Love seeing you guys.
Love being out here.
You're the best. Thanks. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.